So when we have had these patients in the past who typically had recurrent disease, and we kind of kept rinse and repeat, where we were doing saline, we were doing topical steroids, maybe oral steroids, patients failing, go back, do surgery. And when that repeating cycle wasn't necessarily working for some of our patients, we didn't have other things to offer them in the past, unless maybe they had AERD and they could undergo aspirin desensitization. But for the most part, we had those options and didn't have other things. But now, as with various research that have been done, we have learned a lot more about T2 inflammation. And there are now different targets in that cascade that we're able to narrow in on and shut down and try to cut down on the T2 inflammation and hopefully help our patients. So some of these things have already been out for asthma. Some are recent for nasal polyps. But this is a nice, I think, graphic representation. It's simple and it's easy for us as otolaryngologists to kind of follow the immunology. So if you look up at the top, you have your respiratory epithelium, and that respiratory epithelium normally is nice and tight, not leaky, doesn't allow things in, but respiratory epithelium can become damaged and more leaky and allow different things to cross through, like viruses or bacteria or allergens. And once that epithelium starts getting pounded, it releases those alarmins, like Dr. Franzese talked about, the TSLP, interleukin 25 and interleukin 33. Well, there are now biologics that are currently undergoing phase 3 evaluation for asthma to target against TSLP, tezolizumab. Then after those alarmins get released, we can start to see the ILC2 cell stimulated and releasing cytokines, interleukin 4, interleukin 5, and interleukin 13. And as Dr. Franzese talked about, TH2 can influence that B cell to produce, undergo isotype class switching, produce IgE. There is now omalizumab that is able to target IgE. Omalizumab has been around for 15 plus years, initially for asthma, then for chronic spontaneous urticaria, and recently for nasal polyps. IL-5, like we heard, tells eosinophils to live long and prosper. And you can target do an anti-IL-5 blocker with mepolizumab, or you can block the IL-5 receptor with benralizumab. And both of those are approved for asthma. Recently, mepolizumab approved for nasal polyps, benralizumab still undergoing trials. And then there is dupilumab that blocks the IL-4 receptor alpha, and that shuts down IL-4 signaling and IL-13 signaling. And dupilumab approved for asthma, approved for atopic dermatitis, and then recently approved for nasal polyposis as well. So I think this is a really nice diagram that kind of shows us all the immunology and then shows the different biologic targets superimposed on it.